Good morning. Every Wednesday at this time, we welcome the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, in studio for this hour. Rich, this is extra special this morning.
This is an
You were Pittsburgher of the Year just a couple years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. And we have with us, just announced, the Pittsburgher of the Year with us live. She is the CEO of Pittsburgh International, which is actually the Allegheny County Airport Authority, correct?
Yep.
Christina Kasotis is with us. Congratulations, Christina. I bet coming from New
Thank
England,
you very much.
From New Hampshire, from Boston, you never would have imagined that you're a Yinzer. After 10 years, here you are.
Yeah, this is a big surprise. I mean, I'm actually shocked, and I'm thrilled, and I'm flattered, and I'm still a little, surprised, but very grateful, very grateful,
and well deserving, Christina. It's when I got this news, and I had to bite my tongue and not even tell Larry a couple weeks ago. I said there's gonna be big news coming up. We're gonna want to get someone on the air, but I'm reading this. The story was fantastic about how you grew up and your travels through your career. I don't imagine, as Larry said, that the people said, "Where are you going to be when you finish your career, get near your career?" Oh, I'm going to be Pittsburgher of the Year. This girl from Boston. So I'm sure that's not was on your radar screen. But you what you've done to this for this region has just been transformational. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. You're right. This is not on my bingo card anywhere. And really not until I got that call, Rich, when I was in the summer of 2014. So as I think I told you at one point, I had never met anybody from Pittsburgh in my life that I recall. And now, whether I'm in China or in Boston, almost everybody I meet has a Pittsburgh connection or a connection to the region, and it's fascinating to me. So I guess this is where I was supposed to be. Who knew? This took me a long time to get here.
That 3 year stay is extended, and we're glad we extended the 3 year to the 10 year and a few more. And I'm gonna have Paul Rasmussen, who's a big airport aficionado, jump in here. He's got some questions, but this year is finally here. Paul, you wanna take it away?
Sure. Thank you, Rich. Christina, congratulations again on the award. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I was asking earlier, I know that you're going to get the airport up and rolling before passenger service begins. There's going to be some dry runs, things like that. Will there be an opportunity for the public to come and check out the new terminal and walk around before it actually opens?
Oh, of course. We'll do a public open house. Absolutely. Yes. We have tours where people can do window tours today. You can sign up and see what's going on from inside the terminal. And we have every intention of holding a big open house prior to the formal opening to the public. I mean, we are doing a lot of trials and testing already. We're already testing the baggage system, for example. So we're testing systems, but then we will absolutely hold a very big open house for the public so they can get a sense of what to expect.
And also, there's going to be changes in the concourses, isn't there? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, there's a lot changing in the existing terminal, which was so brilliantly designed back when it was prior to being opened in 1992. So that X design holds, where you have a large center core and then the four concourses. And we are doing massive renovations to the center core to upgrade it. We are actually wrapping those big semicircular red trusses in fabric, sort of a white stretchy fabric, and just bringing a little bit more of a modern flair to the existing terminal. We are opening up that center core, so it'll be almost the size of Market Square. And then you'll be able to go down the concourses, which will have new hold rooms, so new seating in the areas where you wait to get onto your plane. The restrooms are all being upgraded. It's a massive refresh going on, and that's what the passenger can see behind the walls. We're also upgrading a lot of systems that had to be deferred in terms of maintenance over the years, just because there wasn't any money. And so we're really giving the whole thing a massive upgrade on the in the existing terminal.
People that know this world have called this transformational. One of the things that I think we can all be proud of and share in is this airport runs on natural gas and solar energy, the microgrid, and is the only airport mm-hmm. in the world self-sufficient when it comes to energy. So mm-hmm. kudos to you and mm-hmm. Rich and your team for making this happen.
This was one of the things Christina really and her team pushed. Yes. Innovation, innovation, innovation. Talk about this a little bit, Christina.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. I mean, first of all, you know, the deal with CNX was done before I got here, and that was actually a huge incentive for me in terms of being attracted to the job, as I understood that the community understood that the resources in and around the airport were critical. So the fact that natural gas was part of the, you know, resource bank was really important. And being able to put that to use to power the airport actually allows us to be incredibly resilient. So the grid is our backup. And what that means is if the grid ever goes down, if there's ever a blip, our operations are never going to be affected. And that's a really big, important thing for us at the airport. It also allowed us to lower the cost of energy and, you know, just to produce less carbon overall. It's been incredibly successful. We have been operating this way for over 2 years now. Anyway, 21, so three, over 3 years now. And it's something that that other parts of the industry are watching and asking us about. We hope that more and more airports will do this. And it's been really important to be able to support the natural gas industry as well as to add renewables into the mix.
I think another thing that you really should be proud of, Christina, is while you're building a new airport that is going to be transformational when it opens up, and we're all going to be so excited, all the you know, bells and whistles and everything exciting about it, but you set records in 24. While you're building a new airport, you had the highest passenger service that we've had, O&D, as Larry was talking about before, since 1980. Yep. Every week, every month, you were setting records this summer and fall. So you're building an airport while you're running an airport, busiest it's ever been, and the inconvenience was minimal. Congratulations on that.
Well, it depends. It depends. If you were one of the people in one of those long TSA lines, you might not have felt it was minimal. I do recognize that there's an inconvenience factor, but it's going to be over soon. And to your point, Rich, we are sustaining the highest levels of passenger traffic that the community has seen in decades, which is such a good sign that the economy is doing well and that the Pittsburgh economy is doing well. People still want to fly. And, you know, our job is to make sure that the flights are there so that people can get where they want to go or that people can come in from where they want to travel from in order to get into the region. So thank you. I appreciate that. It's taken a team. I have a phenomenal team that I get to work with every day, and they're just as committed to making sure that we get this done and done well while we operate well as I am.
I was there in October of 1992 broadcasting for KDKA when the airport opened. I'm hoping to be there this year. Do we have a month target? I'm thinking late summer, maybe October this time.
Oh, no, we're not in late summer. Definitely not. We would never open in the peak season. So let me just disabuse everybody of the fact that this will be opening in the summer. It's likely to be in the fall, and we would be happy to have you broadcast live from that.
Yes. So, how about that, Larry? Larry.
Yes.
This will be truly, for me, bookends of a great expansion. This is exciting. Well, read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine, Pittsburgher of the Year, Christina Kasotis. Congratulations. 10 years here in the Berg. You're officially a Yinzer, and that's wicked good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Christina. Congratulations again. Well deserved, well earned, and we're so excited about what's coming up later this year. Thanks.
With Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, but was behind this airport expansion that's coming to fruition, as Christina, CEO, just told us, probably this fall. I'm guessing October, late September, hopefully. And I know that's it's hard to nail down because anytime you do any kind of construction, as you know, Rich, more than anybody, you just never know the variables. But we do feel confident it is going to be this year.
It is. And I think you're right. And you nailed her with dates and, you know, commitments, which was more than I think we've seen. But you're right. You know, you hate to put a date out when you're dealing with a big, large public project because then people kind of hold you to it. And why didn't you do it on this date? But, you know, they've moved along very, very well through COVID. This was being done through the pandemic, which caused a pause as the airlines who had to sign off on this. This is being paid for, in essence, by the airlines and the fees that they are able to generate through passenger service. And when COVID hit and the airline industry went through such a turmoil, they paused and said, well, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't do this. And then we had to re-up and recommit. So this took a little longer because of the pandemic.
And that said, it's important for people to understand who don't know, this is not being built with taxpayer money.
That's exactly right. No local or state taxpayer dollars are into this.
That's unimaginable,
exactly.
Really.
$1.5 billion project. It puts a lot of Pittsburghers to work who've been working out there for many years, an apprenticeship program that's that new people have gotten new careers. And one of the things that had to be done when this announcement came out 7-8 years ago, a lot of selling to the public, to the stakeholders, to the board, to elected officials had to be done to say, why are we building a new airport? Didn't we just do this? And we do remember, as you said, you were there when the new old airport opened up in 92, but it was built for a time that is no longer the way we operate here in air traffic in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, it was built to be a hub for U.S. Airways,
yes.
And that's what the design, but so the team, you all reimagine what it's like because it's a different world in the airline industry, as you've really been great about telling us how that goes. And the fact is, when it's a hub, people don't necessarily, they bounce in and out of the airport, but they don't come around the city. Now it's a destination.
It is. And you're right. They would fly in, connect, you know, maybe get a cup of coffee or a sandwich and off they would go.
Which is why you built the Air Mall, because it was accessible,
yes,
for people. You wanted them to have something to do while they were getting their connections as well. And before 9/11, people could go to the mall.
That's exactly right. And yeah, 9/11 changed everything, obviously, with TSA. But when this airport was built in 92, the Pittsburgher was really treated poorly. When you think about where the parking is and how far away you were to get on a people mover, to get on a train, to walk, I mean, you were miles from your gate, and
well,
it was a long way to go.
Well, I have a question about that. We know the tram will no longer be in operation, which cuts down time to get to your gate.
Yes.
Considerably.
Yes.
And convenience. But what happens to that long corridor? Does that go away?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
So what about the connection to the hotel that was obviously one of the attractions for them was to be able to go to the airport without going outside?
You'll still be able to do that. I guess that distance from the hotel to your gate will still be the same because the gates are not changing. So how you get there might be a little bit different. I think the other thing that'll be is you talk about time is TSA. There's going to be more TSA lines.
I believe they said 12, and it'll be spread out, and there'll be more elbow room.
Right.
And more agents. So Christina noted that to passengers who have had to wait at times, you know, they're aware of it, and it won't be that way with the new airport.
But even in a record-setting travel this summer, you could look up on that board and see, okay, I'll be 17 minutes or 18 minutes through the line. And while you get stressed and see in the long line, it moved much more quickly than I think most people would have anticipated.
Yeah, you can go to flypittsburgh.com. They have a wait line. It's right on their homepage, so you can see it too. And I'm excited about this year and the new airport. Coming up, we're going to take you to Armstrong County next. Marty Griffin coming up 10 until 2. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And now we take you to Armstrong County. We have with us John Strait, who is the chair of Armstrong's commissioners. Commissioner, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning? Everybody doing well?
Doing John, last week when we did this show, it was minus 15 in some of our communities. So a 40-degree upgrade. We're feeling a lot better. First of all, John, congratulations. Just finished your first year as chairman of the county commissioners in Armstrong County. Getting as we start, you know, the year number two, we kind of wanted to hear about some of the things that you guys are working on and some of the big plans coming up in 2025.
We're excited. After finishing my first year, it's a heavy learning experience, but now we're hitting the ground running pretty good. We've got some exciting thing going on. The RIDC Armstrong Innovation Park, I'm sure you're familiar that we partnered with RIDC a while back to help the growth in our industrial park. And we've got a lot of interest with small businesses and data centers. Of course, everybody knows data centers is what powers AI. And because of our strategic location, First Energy's taken a hard look, and because of the infrastructure as well, this is an area that they're interested in growing these data centers in. So there's interest in that, and that's exciting on our end. So we have several data companies that we're working with on that.
The other thing I think, John, Commissioner, most people may not realize is the proximity to Pittsburgh. You can be from North Point, the RIDC part, as you mentioned, you can be in the Strip District or Lawrenceville in like 20 minutes. The way Route 28, the improvements that they've made along Route 28.
That's true.
You are really right on the doorstep to be connected to some of the robotics. As you mentioned, the AI proximity really puts you guys in a great, great location.
Well, yeah, and we're the last corridor coming out of the city to be developed, and we're seeing that growth right now. And for folks, another part of the industrial park is we're breaking ground in the spring to put 60 new homes there, and that's exciting. And so when we get homes, the rooftops is what brings everybody else in. We've got restaurants and service stations looking as well. And 20 minutes downtown, that's actually better. You could be out at the airport. I'm going to beat you downtown. There's no question about that. So there's interest with folks from the Mars area and Cranberry. The growth is so heavy there that folks are wanting to get away from that a little bit. So absolutely, our area is where folks are looking and turning to.
I remember playing hockey at the Belmont Arena there, which was for a lot of us, that whole area was fun to visit. And then for people that don't know, you have a beautiful river in Katanning, and there's a lot going on in Armstrong County.
There is, and mentioning the Belmont Complex, if you have kids that play hockey in your area and into the Indiana area, they're coming through Belmont. So we're working on developing that and possibly getting a second sheet of ice, maybe redoing the pool, or the pool's its lifespan is used up. So if we get the development of the Belmont, the growth over the next 10 years with that corridor of 28, that's going to help the increasing demand that we need for recreation and community amenities.
Yeah, and you've opened a lot more trails, John, over the last this year, leading on up into Clarion County, the Pittsburgh to Erie Trail that we're all working on to try to get built. You guys, Katanning is like 45 miles from the point, so it'll be one of the first destination places where people make that trip. And you guys in Freeport and so many other places really leaning in a lot to the recreational and the tourism aspect of the opportunities in Armstrong County.
Yeah, we're about a day ride off for folks that use the trails. We're working on one last section, and once it gets developed, we need a flyover to get over a railroad, and the plans are underway for that. And once we get that done, we're going to be a day ride out. So for folks that are biking and wanting to get on the trails, this is going to be a great stopping point. We have restaurants that are coming here. We have coffee shops, restaurants, and we need a brewery. We get a brewery here. Those are the things that folks want to do once they get settled for the day.
I could see that in Freeport, because you go to Freeport, the coffee shops and the restaurants, as you said, and the young people that are moving into a great town like that to be on the trail and a river aspects for recreation is tremendous. So the word is out there. We need a brewery to come in to call Commissioner Strait, and he can hook you up.
We've got property available. We have riverfront. It'd be a great place to do that. We see what Pittsburgh Brewing has developed in the Creighton area. So let's get one a little bit further up the road.
Yeah, for those that haven't seen that, I hear it's really terrific. That said, any truth to there's a sighting of Jack Lambert in a cave in Armstrong County?
He keeps himself pretty well contained to his property. I've not laid eyes on him yet, but he's around.
Commissioner, thank you, and keep the progress rolling.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care.
All right. The chair of the Armstrong County Commissioners is John Strait. We'll be back. Final thoughts with Rich Fitzgerald. It's been a great hour with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, former Pittsburgher of the Year just a couple of years ago, Pittsburgh Magazine, and we had the newest Pittsburgher of the Year last half hour, the CEO of the Allegheny County Airport Authority, Christina Kasotis, and in between, I think, Andrew McCutcheon, between you two.
Yeah, Andrew was last year and had a big year last year. He actually, you know, did a lot of good things for the Pirates and, you know, hot off the presses. In fact, I don't think they're actually on the press yet. It's just out online. It should be hitting the Pittsburgh Magazine, should be hitting the newsstands in the next couple of days. And then there will be a big banquet, as there always is, at the Lamont in February, where they will honor her and give her that prestigious award. And when you look at the list of people like August Wilson and university presidents, Andrew McCutcheon, Sidney Crosby, Mario Lemieux, et cetera, et cetera.
Rich Fitzgerald.
It's a long list of
good for you, though. That's pretty cool. You had to be
It was quite an honor.
By that.
Quite an honor as I was leaving.
As a native, too.
Yes. As a native, seeing that throughout your growing up and seeing that and then being able to get it. And I know Christina, the one thing I've really learned about her, as she embraced Pittsburgh, she said she knew nobody from Pittsburgh, had no Pittsburgh connections. But once she got here, she's become the biggest booster about Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh history and the industrial age that you could ever imagine. She's as great an evangelist as you will see.
She's a dynamic force, and we're fortunate to have her, and thank you for hiring her. I would say that's one of your best hires.
We almost didn't, as she would tell the story when I said, well, everybody wants a hub, Christina, so we've got to get a hub back, because we thought that was the only path to getting more flights.
Right.
And she said, you're not getting a hub back because they've changed the industry, but we have a new strategy. Well, wait a minute. No. We want a hub. Well, you're not getting a hub. We still hired her. Yeah.
Quoted as saying she put a dagger in the heart of the hub. That's now we know.
Through corporate Pittsburgh was like, get a hub. And she went around to people like Seiholzer and others, you know, the people that were asking for a hub. And she said, you're not getting a hub, but here's a strategy we can employ. And 10 years later, she's proven to be successful at it.
So many of the stakeholders really do care. And the late Seiholzer from PNC Bank was president for a long time, grew up humble beginnings in a basement apartment in Squirrel Hill with his mom, and became this really passionate person for the region. What did he tell you when you became county executive?
You better get the hub back. That was all about that. It wasn't
the airport,
about,
but it's about
the airport. Fix the airport. That's exactly
the airport.
Fix the airport. And it was, they were pounding the candidates when I was running and the other ones that were run. It was all about getting back to the ability to get from Pittsburgh to from point A to point B, because we had lost all those connections and the frequency, and really for the business community and our economy, it was really stifling where we were and put us in a bad spot.
We got a lot going on in the region as we build up through this year, the airport opening, the U.S. Open coming in June, and then, of course, next year they finally settled on the dates for the NFL draft in April. It's going to be the third weekend in April, so a lot to look forward to in the region. Rich, we always appreciate you shining the light on what's happening.
There's a lot going on, and we're excited, as you look out, sunshine and a little more warmer than it was last week. Is that what that thing is? So.
Think about this. Last week at this very time, you mentioned this, we're 55 degrees warmer than we were 7 days ago right now.
Think about that. That's hard to imagine, but yes, here we are.
All right, we'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next week, Larry. Thank you.